My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
I'm John Baxter with Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, and Joseph Vumar, executive director of Secure Free Society. Ernesto, Gabriel Boric, the president of Chile, attended the inauguration. Good for him. He's a young man. He's got much to learn. And I liked him for it, given those who did not attend who were invited. At the same time, the news is that another constitutional draft has been rejected by the Chilean people. To recount the first one, I believe it had 400 paragraphs, something very long, was rejected. Now they've rejected a much shorter version. Does this suggest that Chile is in turmoil, or does it suggest that the people of Chile have calmed down after the upset of 2019 and are returning to stability? How do you measure it?
Oh, John, I think definitely it's the latter. It's Chileans wanting some peace and quiet and not changing things that, after all, have brought a lot of prosperity to Chile. I think they realized how crazy the former project was, but also how risky the new one is, given that the older constitution is still in place and which will remain in place has proven itself. It's battle-proofed. Other destabilization processes, and especially in terms of providing a base for economic prosperity, and also political stability. So I think it's a new chapter, or it's the closing of a chapter that was opened in 2019 with all the protests, which led to the weakening of Piñera's government, to the call for a constituent assembly, so the left-wing constitution, its rejection, now a more center-right constitution, its rejection as well. I think it's a good sign. It's a good sign that, Chileans are more realistic. And this affects, of course, the attitude of President Boric. He doesn't have the country with him. He doesn't have the political establishment with him. He's very isolated. The left, the extreme left to which he belongs, captured the presidency, but didn't capture the establishment. It's very different from Brazil, where the whole establishment is with Lula, right, and Lula is with the establishment. So Boric's stance is much weaker than Lula's in Brazil. And maybe this is part of what led him to, okay, we need to have normal relations even with different, ideologically different countries like Argentina under Milei. Because Boric doesn't feel safe, doesn't feel strong enough to confront, right, an important neighbor, Argentina. So everything, I think, is a good sign that the Chilean society and Chilean political establishment are mature enough, are strong enough to absorb, let's say, the troublemaking tendencies, the disrupting tendencies, and maybe this will bring Chile back to track that they lost in 2019.
Let's go to where we know there's turmoil. That would be Venezuela. Ernesto Araújo, Joseph Vumar, I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.